Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a unanimous ruling 9-0 last week, the Supreme Court agrees with athletes that the NCAA violated antitrust laws. Now what? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The NCAA's Division I Council is recommending the body end its rules blocking athletes from benefiting financially because of their talents. University of Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz thinks it's the right call.
It's a great opportunity to grow and to grow your brand, but it's also how can you not let that take away from the team goal of winning games.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show, the Division I Board of Directors will consider the recommendation on Wednesday.
The New York City Board of Elections on Tuesday announced it has failed in the recent Democrat mayoral election results. Somehow 135,000 computer test votes were counted in the official election results because they were not properly handled by the computer system. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of mealy mouth bread just like her.
There wasn't anything like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events.
Getting America back on track. Neil Martinez Live.
Hey, we're coming to you live again from Dallas, Texas. We're here at NRB 2021. Great to have you with us. We're having a lot of fun. And Robert Borelli is back with us, face-to-face here. The Mafia Madman, I mean, it's an incredible story. I mean, his book, The Tale of the Life and Death of a Mafia Madman, his book, The Witness. And he joins us here. Are you having a good time here in Dallas, Robert?
Yes, I am. It's my first time going to being part of the NRB, but I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of what you're doing.
Well, this is good fun. Well, you know, I want people to hear your story because, you know, God is redemptive. I mean, we know that He takes those things that are, you know, are less than and hopeless, and He brings hope. And for you, your story is a night and day story. I mean, as I said, you go from a mafia madman, now you're a ministry leader. I mean, who would have thunk, right?
That's for sure. And everybody in Brooklyn said amen.
Exactly. I mean, because, you know, your real life experiences, I mean, you're speaking to a lot of people. I mean, here we are, Robert, today, crime in America is off the rails. And I imagine you see crime a lot differently than you did when you were in your 20s.
Without a doubt, yes. Oh, yeah. And I view it a lot different. And that's only through the Word of God and renewing of the mind.
So yes, amen.
Changed my aspects of a lot of things that I used to think, the way I used to think, the way I used to believe, compared to where I am today. So it's really just a God thing. It's not a Robert thing. It's definitely a God, Jesus thing.
Yeah, but having experienced that, I mean, you know, being in gangs, being involved with the mafia, you know, the life that you led then, being in jail and your freedoms taken away, as a young man, seeing somebody else kind of enter into that culture and that career path, it, probably in part, you know, when you're that age, it's kind of, oh, hey, here's another one of the fraternal brothers, right?
Yeah.
If I can say it that way.
Well, I mean, you can think of it that way. The one thing I wanted to clear up, because I seen what you had mentioned, because I was not Italian, my last name was not Italian, I couldn't be a made member.
Okay.
I was an associate.
Oh, okay.
To the Gambino crime family. I just want to clear that up because I don't want to ever mislead people in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Especially those back home thinking I'm putting myself higher than
right,
where
exactly.
I was. You know?
Yeah, because there is rank and structure, even, especially in those organizations.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, yes. So it was structured in a certain way. And I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. You know, Jimmy Burke was Irish and he couldn't get straightened out, but he was well respected. That's kind of where I would have probably gone if I would have stayed there. Mm-hmm. And if the drugs didn't come into my life, which brought me to my knees.
Right.
And that's when I found Jesus.
Yeah. So in that sense, I mean, here you are. You could never rise and be an official 100% you know, pure mafioso, so to speak, right?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have been a member. I couldn't have got inducted.
Right, exactly. But in a sense, that probably motivates you to even try that much harder, right? Because you got to prove yourself?
Without a doubt.
Does that make sense?
Without a doubt, yeah.
Right.
And it's a whole different concept. Even from when I grew up to where the mob is today, it's totally changed around. Back then, in them days, it was more respect and people who were made mafia members were very low key. It's not until like John Gotti and them came around and kind of put it out there so much. So the aspects of the mob really has changed a lot from when I grew up and how I was taught about that lifestyle.
Exactly. Well, we're just getting into the story of the tale of the life and death of a mafia madman. This is his book, The Witness. Robert Borelli is with us. H. Scott Hunt helped you with the book too, right?
H. Scott Hunt is the writer of the book. I always want to clear that. I couldn't write my name, never mind write a book. So people were saying, you need to tell your story, you need to write a book. And I said, listen, I can't. And I was being honest. No. I had a hard time writing my name. But Scott Hunt, H. Scott Hunt came into my life, and he was wanted to write books, and he hadn't done anything yet. And he said, is it okay if I take on this project? Wow. And I said, sure. So he did everything. He did the editing. He did the cover. He did everything with the book. Mm-hmm. Me and him just met. And I'm going to tell you, it took almost 4 years to write this book.
Wow.
A lot of praying, a lot of time spent together. I took him to New York, you know, because he's a Texan. I wanted to get the atmosphere of New York a little bit to see what it was like, so this way he could maybe write a little bit differently than if, you know, you didn't have that kind of scenario. So,
Yeah, I imagine New York, again, you know, considering how you grew up, the experiences you've had versus the New York today, of course, night and day as well with what all that's been happening in New York right now since the pandemic especially.
Well, yeah, you know, and I want to, you know, because I'm an honest person. Mm-hmm. My wife says, you're too transparent. I said, there's no such thing.
Right.
It can't be too transparent. But when I see all that's going on today, I think like how it was when I was back in them days, and I'm thinking, wow, I could have really made a good living today being a criminal.
Right.
Because you walk around with a mask, nobody thinks anything bad of it, you know what I mean? Because everybody's mostly masked up. I mean, the allowing people to get out the same day that they got arrested, so the consequences aren't strong like it was back in my days.
Good point.
When it took you kind of sometimes took you a week just to even get through the process.
Wow.
So
Now within 24 hours, you're out the door to go about your ongoing criminal activity, right?
And once again, to be honest, in a sick, weird sense, if you're a criminal and that's the life you choose to live, I mean, now's the time to do it. I mean, come on, let's be real.
No, really. Know? No, you're being honest. And it's interesting to get your perspective because all this makes sense. For those of us who are on the outside looking in and we're seeing what's happening with the city and how it's falling apart, you take 600 plainclothes police officers, investigators off the street, and they said immediately, they said, as soon as you take us off watch, the guns are going to come on the street. That's exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, it's just a common sense thing. You're taking authority out of the way, so you're promoting this here. In a sense, you really are promoting more crime.
Now, this is my theory, Robert, and you can help me with this, is that, the mafia was able to operate in areas, in zip code or regional areas that they could operate because there was a breakdown in law and order, that the local people couldn't trust law enforcement, so they ended up, you know, in the natural process of things, because the mafia was so strong and controlling, they ended up becoming law enforcement in a sense. Is that fair?
That is. That's what got me attracted to them, was that in my neighborhood, now I was a kid, so I didn't understand a lot of that as a young boy growing up in the neighborhood, but learned later on that my neighborhood was run by the Gambino crime family.
Wow.
They were the ones that protected the neighborhood. I mean, I've seen officers, cops, I've seen even higher officials come to the guys in the neighborhood when there was race riots in my neighborhood and ask them to stop it.
Right.
And they did. I mean, we would get word from one of these guys would come and say, okay, I'm telling you now, this ends. This is your last night, do what you have to do, and it ends. And right. That's just how it was. So they got a lot of respect from everybody, and that's what drew me closer to that lifestyle. And I want to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Don't you love
Jeremy Camp, but it's such an honor to preview his brand new song when we speak, and he is just such a just an incredible talent and man of God, and all that he has gone through, and of course, you know, with his celebrated movie, I Still Believe. But it is it's always a joy whenever, you know, we have a chance to visit with Jeremy Camp. Right now, we're talking with Robert Borelli, and we're talking about his new book, The Witness. It's a tale of the life and death of a mafia madman. And Robert, before break, we were talking about, you know, the mafia and how it operates in these communities and how the local people look to them as their law and order. I mean, they control these areas. And what I'm seeing happening today with the rise in crime, you know, the breakdown with what's happening in our southern border, gangs are coming in, MS-13. We're almost setting up the nation to be a bit of a catalyst, or at least to be ripe for more, if not specific mafia operations, but mafia like, you know, cell operations. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, you know, and I can't read the hearts of people, so yeah. I don't know, but it seems like it's motivating them. All that's going on and us opening up a lot of things is motivating to them to want to come here.
Right.
To do the things that they already have been doing in their own home. So
right.
It's kind of like taking something from one environment and bringing it into your environment without it changing. So it's you know, that's how I see it. But one thing I need to say is there's no way in the world that I am trying in any way, sense, or form trying to promote
that
lifestyle. I completely changed my life. Well, I look at that as the work of the devil. He had his hand on my life for
right.
a period of time, even though God's hand was upon my life,
right.
but I just didn't know whose hand it was.
See, but we need to be aware of this so that we pray in a target sort of way, right? God's will be done. What's happening with, like you said, you don't know the hearts of men. We don't. God knows.
Right.
So we pray to God so that we would have some understanding. So what you're bringing, you know, to the conversation here and to our world, because, you know, for many of us, what do we know about the mafia? What do we know about gangs? We don't. We may have been impacted because of something that happened to a family, or maybe we, you know, hear your story or others, but we don't have a direct reference, and we don't realize how pernicious it can be.
Well, yeah, and from a young child, that's all I know.
Yeah.
You know, gangs were the neighborhoods had, everybody had a gang in the neighborhood, and you fought against one. If you went from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, you would probably most likely have a fight.
Right.
So you had to learn how to fight real good or run real fast.
Yes.
And sometimes you had to do both. You
right.
know, even no matter how good of a fighter you were, you'd be outnumbered. You needed to run real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the setting and the mindset that I had just growing up. Because to me, that was normal. You know, it wasn't
exactly.
not normal because that's the only thing I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So the mob and all that came around. But now that was more sophisticated than just having a gang.
Exactly.
Understand? And it was orchestrated pretty powerful. It had, listen, I didn't even realize until after my life that I seen how much the influence the mob had in the world itself, not just New York City, but the world itself. So they had their hands in just about everything.
Well, and so what's the difference? I mean, because it all comes down to the power and control, doesn't it?
All the time.
I mean, what are we talking about? I don't even talk about mafia, talk about political entities, you know, institutions that want power, they want control. We know there's a globalist movement heading to a one world government. You know, the word says very clearly that that's where we'll head. And then we will celebrate the real one world government where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords takes over in his rightful position. And that will be the best one world government we could ever want, right?
Amen to that. That's why I do what I do today. I want more people to be part of that kingdom.
Amen.
Yeah. What's going on? The Bible says, what good is a man gains the world but loses his soul? You know, I had a nephew that was a doctor. He ended up passing away about a year ago from cancer. And me and him would talk, and he said, yeah, I love saving lives. And I said, well, I love saving souls.
Amen. So you were the 1-2 punch, the two
exactly.
of you. Huh?
That's how we called it, the 1-2 punch.
Oh, that's
you save the soul, I'll save the body.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and as you say, here it is in life. all that's going on and where we're heading, what I've always realized, Robert, and even kind of like in your life, you always see the counterfeit first before you see the legitimate, right? Yeah. And in a sense, you could look, I mean, I look at my life and I say, yeah, Bill Martinez, you were the counterfeit before. Mm-hmm. And then after Jesus, you're the real deal because of Jesus. It's not because of me.
Well, exactly. Right. That's what I tell people. So, like you know, I was in a witness protection program, so I collaborated with the government, and you would think, okay, you're going to be in prison, but you're helping the government, so it's going to be a little bit easy. You have Jesus now in your life, and it's going to be a lot more easier. And that wasn't the truth at all. My time in prison was very rough for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how difficult was that for you? I mean, because you're like, I mean, you're the worst of the worst, right? I mean, you're kind of a rat.
Exactly.
So to speak, right?
And you know, the sad thing about that is, I don't know the right way to say it, but you know, even when you're a kid, don't be a tattletale, you know, telling your friends all those things. You know, I think back and I see, you know, I wonder how many lives could have been saved if we would have told on our friends when they were doing something that was going to be dangerous to themselves, you know, instead of keeping it and following that motto that you're not supposed to tell and stuff like that. So, you know, I have a different perspective on all that now. They could call me whatever name they want, and I understand it. If I was still in that lifestyle and somebody did what I did, I'd look at him the same way they're looking at me.
Right.
You know? But the difference with me is, you know, the born-again experience that I received is just, not too many people ever get it, because you see what the government did in the natural, what they did, they wiped my slate clean. I have no record anymore. Mm-hmm. Robert Engel is kind of dead. Mm-hmm. There's no record of Robert Engel from 19 up until 1997. From 1999, Robert Borelli was born again.
No, I mean.
So what the government did in the natural by wiping the slate clean, giving me a new identity, a new name, new social security number, all those things, I look at that and I said, that's what Jesus did in my spirit. He wiped my slate clean. I have a fresh start and a life with a new identity in Christ Jesus. Yes. So the old is gone, the new is here.
Well, from a spiritual standpoint, all that's fair and well, but what about your past? Does your past still haunt you? I mean, were maybe some old allies or old colleagues, you know, say, hey, Robert, we remember you, or anything like that? Or you?
Well, that stuff does come up, but, you know, once again, that's what I tell them. Well, you knew that guy.
Yeah.
And see, that's the good thing about the name change, too, you know, because you remember Paul, Saul, he was Saul and became Paul.
Yes.
I was Robert Engel, now I'm Robert Borelli.
Yes.
And how I look at that, and this is how God spoke to me, he said, you were Robert Engel, but now you're born again Robert Borelli.
Wow. Now, that distinct difference, and that's the Jesus difference.
Amen.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So here we've got about a minute and a half left. So you've gone through all this, you're on fire for Christ, and you start up your ministry. You know, tell us about where you are today.
Well, where I am today is, see, I did nursing home ministry for like 13 years when I first got saved. You know, and people would say, what are you doing in nursing home with the testimony you have? You're supposed to be out there. Because I married somebody from New York, they threw me out of a witness protection program. I wasn't supposed to do that. It was a breach of my security. So my wife said, well, now you could tell your story.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that's how I started telling my story. So I tell people about who I was, where I am. I paint a little bit of the darkness to show them how the great light can shine in us and shine through us. And I go around speaking wherever God opens up doors. I have a ministry also in Kenya, Rift Valley. I've been out there twice already. We still support them. We've built a home for the boys, a home for some of the girls. We took them off the streets. They're getting nurtured both ways, in the spiritual sense. We have somebody ministering to them and getting them back into society to learn how to go to school and all these things. So we have that going on. And here I just have what we call BT, Back to Acts Ministry. My theme was to get the church back to the book of Acts, Amen. The way it was first established. Mm-hmm. I think we can accomplish a lot more with that. So
now, if people want to be in touch with you and have you come and speak and interact in their church, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to robertborelli.com. That's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, B-O-R-E-L-L-I.com. That's my website. And you can get a book for any donation. I will sign the book if you want me to sign it. Give me your address. I'll mail it to you. I'll do all that, personal note, whatever you want. So you can go there, find
Robert
out more.
Robert Borelli, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285 to 120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. All these great interviews, these great guests that hopefully make you smarter. I mean, we're just so blessed to have brilliant people come on the show and to give us their time and their information so that we can be better informed voters, better informed citizens, because that is what America is demanding of us right now. You know, many parents across the country are increasingly frustrated with what's going on with the educational system. As you know, we've got mother bears, as we've been reporting on all morning long, that are storming the Bastille, so to speak, you know, the educational institutions and school boards. And they're taking over because they say enough of this stuff. This has gotten out of control. And some people question, and say, well, look at what's going on with public schools. You know, can it be reformed? I mean, for all the money that we're spending, the results we're getting, we ranked 27th as a country against other countries. You know, what is wrong? America is better, a lot better than this. Now, understand, I come from a family of educators. My mother-in-law, friends have been involved in education, and they're on the education side, not the administrative side, because they saw what was happening a long time ago, early on, and that it became more and more politicized. And as a result, I believe the whole public school system has lost sight of its reason to exist and its mission. With us right now is Diane Douglas. She's a former educator, and she has more to say about that very thing. Diane, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, Diane, first of all, you know, all due respect,
for teachers. I grew up in Catholic schools, and boy, the education that I got from the nuns, one way or another, either from the top down or from the bottom up, they were very effective. If you know what I'm talking about, I was very blessed. But you know, and having had teachers in my family, this has been a an honored profession that has been greatly compromised over the years, and it really sticks out quite obviously ever since COVID came into play. Am I misreading something here?
No, I don't think you are. What's happened? It hasn't gotten worse because of COVID. People and parents are seeing what's been going on for a long time because of COVID. You know, they're actually, with remote learning, they're getting a look into what is actually being taught in the classroom and what's being expected of their children. You know, one of the good things that will come from COVID is all the parents who have said for so long, oh, I can't possibly homeschool my children. I think so. Over the last year and a half, they've been given an opportunity. It may not be as difficult as they think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing, you know, we've kind of seen certain things come out of the classroom. We're really sure. But I thought what was quite telling is early on, the teachers made parents sign documents saying that they would not look in on this virtual educational process, that the kids were there, they're supposed to be by themselves, there's supposed to be some air of privacy. They didn't want, the teachers, I'm saying, didn't want the parents to be aware of what they were, you know, telling the kids. You know, forgive me, but that's a big warning signal at that point, you know.
That should be. You know, we've not only had that problem with the remote learning, but as the districts turn more and more to electronic devices for textbooks instead of the old hard copy textbooks we had in a million years ago when I went to school, now it's electronics. And we're hearing that the schools or the teachers are telling the students, don't tell your parents what the password is. They're not allowed to go in here and look either. And that's insanity to me. Excuse me, if you're doing something with my child, I'm entitled to know everything you're doing.
Yeah, what happened? How did we lose a foothold on this? Because when I was growing up, probably you the same way, Diane, our parents were all over this stuff. I mean, you know, to a degree. I mean, they would not have allowed, you know, things to be taught. And, of course, so what started to creep in, even when I, in my early school, was when they started bringing in sex education into public schools. That seemed to be the door opener to more of this. But what's your assessment and how you saw this evolve?
Well, this has evolved over a long, long period of time. And people don't realize back in 1910, 20, 30, whatever it was, I mean, John Dewey literally took over the education, the training of our teachers, and what our education system would become. And it has gotten progressively worse ever since then. But, you know, one of the interesting things when you read about John Dewey is he said, you know, they're going to take over the education system in order to change America, essentially. But it had to be done very, very slowly so that parents wouldn't catch on.
Right.
I mean, that's
exactly
how duplicitous this is. So that's a, you know, as a matter of fact, I was at a luncheon last week, and we still find this happening, you know. Parents will say, oh, the school system's terrible, but my kid's school is okay. It's like I was at a luncheon and a mom said that to me last week. And I'm like, I know your kid's school is not okay.
Right. And yeah, I only have cancer. I only have cancer in my stomach, but the rest of me is fine, right?
And I mean, you look at it now, they're trying to push the critical race theory, the sex education, and parents need to understand that, you know, once upon a time, sex education was some basic biology. It's no longer the case. It is now literally sexual instruction. You know, we have a law here in Arizona that it must emphasize abstinence. Well, they've redefined abstinence. So, you know, they just keep finding ways to get around that. But it's really gone on steroids in the last couple of years. And in the meantime, they can't teach our children how to read, to write, to do basic arithmetic. The science, the history and science they teach is just crazy. It's not even valid by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, they just keep pushing this. We've known since the 1950s why reading instruction was so poor and why we were starting to see, you know, the rates of literacy decline. And it's, you know, 70 years later, and we still haven't fixed it. They still train teachers to teach kids to read through flawed reading methods.
Right. It is amazing because, and I got to imagine, especially because, I, having family members who have been teachers, been very successful, you know, when they realize in the classroom somebody's not working and you don't have the ability to adjust, the administrator up there knows better, and they're dictating to the teachers, it's got to be so frustrating. I just think they probably, you know, they enter into the educational field for all the right reasons. That's what they're designed to do. They love to teach. And then when they're told to teach in a certain way that makes them less effective, you know, that's very frustrating for anybody. I don't care what job you're doing. I think at the end of the day, whatever you choose to do, you know, for a living or, you know, a vocation and that sort of thing, at the end of the day, you want to have this sense of accomplishment and productivity. And when it's compromised, like it is in the educational system, as you say, you know, a lot about the educational system right now, it's a system. It truly is a systemic issue that started in the turn of the century. You know, the progressives said, hey, we're going to take over this. And here they are 100 plus years later, 120 some years later. And, you know, some people think, well, how did we get here? Well, an inch at a time. It was inch, micro inch. They kept on progressing to such a degree that they have control of our kids and they're indoctrinating. And now they want to throw this critical race theory. And why not? I mean, they've been able to do anything they've wanted to do up to now. So let's, you know, based on a theory, which is amazing to me, Diane. I mean, you got to suspend all intellectual faculties to say, OK, I'm going to turn everything on its head based on a theory, right?
They sure are. And, you know, the hard part is, you know, like you said, teachers want to teach a certain way. Well, if they're a good teacher, that's fine. But if they're not, so many who are teaching just insane issues and ideas, they're not even valid ideas, you know, we'll say all the time, well, just let me teach. Just let me do what I want. I know what's best. And it's like, so I don't know how you sort that out, quite honestly. You know, how do you know
I'm a results kind of guy, but we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We got more from Diane Douglas after this. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little Moana music, huh? Why not? Just to remind us once again that the 4th of July, Capitol 4th, PBS, going to be on Sunday night. Exciting. Lee's going to be there, singing and performing along with a great roster of guests. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's our country's 245th birthday, and I say, hey, let's celebrate and let's get this country back on track. Diane Douglas, a former educator, is with us. She explains that our public schools have a systemic problem. As the leader of the Arizona Department of Education, former superintendent, she was devoted to improving education in Arizona so that all of Arizona's children have the opportunity to achieve their goals in life and contribute as successful American citizens. I mean, that's what it's all about, very simply stated, Diane, and you said it exactly. I mean, this is the heart of the real teachers, and I feel for them because they find themselves kind of a round peg in a square hole. They have this heart and this idea of what teaching should be, and then they come into a system that is so compromised that is more about the administration and administrators and certainly not the kids.
Well, one of the things that was a big surprise to me when I took the office of superintendent is that, and I did not go down to Phoenix politically naive, but, you know, I really thought that I would get some help and to try to get better standards into place for our kids. But what I came to find out was neither side of the aisle in the broad picture wants the education system changed. The left wants to continue the indoctrination and turning our children against their families, their country, their God, and everything they can turn them against. And the right is only interested in job training, making them little worker bees that are just trained enough to do this job. And then, hey, if that one doesn't pan out, you can come back and get more training from us. But neither side wanted to really address what the problem was.
Well, as you see it, identify and explain to our audience the problem with your experience.
Well, I ended up in an office. You know, when I ran, I was trying to get rid of Common Core. That was the Common Core era. And no one wanted to change that. I mean, I was in Washington getting a release from the Common Core copyright from the Council of Chief State School Officers. While I was there, our governor went to the State Board of Ed and told him, you can't replace them. You can modify them a little bit, but we're not replacing the Common Core standards. And they just weren't good standards. But what a lot of people didn't realize was, you know, that they think education went awry with Common Core, but it didn't. That was just the latest iteration of what's been going on for decades and decades and decades. And, you know, you can't fix in 4 years what took 120 years to get where it was. So.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not going to happen overnight. Plus, what you're dealing with is a flawed foundation. So you're just putting, you know, you're putting Band-Aids over a, you know, what they would call a sucking chest wound. I mean, it's just impossible. I mean, you know, this really needs to be radically, and I would say radically reformed, because you got, like you said, 120 years of bad habits and starting off with a foundation that is compromised to begin with. So how can they expect, I mean, what kind of building do they expect when the foundation is awry?
I mean, we've been reforming education for who knows how many decades. And one of the things you find in education, when they do something kind of crazy, like my example is outcome-based education, which is just nuts. You know, as soon as you catch on, they change the name, start calling it something different. And then they think, oh, we've reformed education. When, no, nothing's really changed. You know, parents need to get their kids out.
Yeah, and they need to ask the critical questions, like you said. I mean, and this is the thing that the left is really good at doing, is wordsmithing. They have a way to frame it in such a way, and then right about the time you figure it, as they say, then there's a new iteration. And for all the time that you had to invest to figure out what they were doing, but like you said, you know, a car is still a car, is still a car. It still has certain gears it needs to operate. And in the same way with these systems, there are certain things they have to operate. And, of course, you know, as we touched on, you and I were talking during the break, is that, you know, this is all in the midst of a, you know, a family crisis. You know, the family has been attacked in so many ways by well-meaning liberals and the government that think they know better, and you know, and they're interfering with the upbringing of children on so many levels. Fatherlessness has risen to an incredible crisis, and especially with children of color. And we know that if a father is not at home, you know, the results are deleterious. In fact, I was just watching a movie here recently, and the title of it is The Streets Are My Father. And you have a grown man, he's got to be latter 40s probably, I believe, and he is, tears are in his eyes, and he just said, I didn't even have a dad to tell me I was doing something wrong. I just wanted a dad to tell me that I was doing something wrong. I mean, how heartbreaking. But this is a product of our culture, Diane, and this is where you get big government coming in and interfering with the process, and you know, participating. I mean, coming up with policies that are deleterious and that are, you know, compromising the foundation of homes and the family unit.
Well, and that's what cultural Marxism is all about. You know, it's the, one of the main tenets is break down the family.
Well, and we've seen these attacks on the family over the years. But again, just like the mothers are starting to do, you know, going into Board of Educations and challenging them, asking critical questions, and in some cases voting, you know, voting these members out so that they can take control. We need a movement of courage just like that across the country, and to take our schools back so that our education system, it's been a long time since it's been great. I mean, so, you know, like you said, there needs to be some radical reforms that start with its basic foundation. It's almost like we need a an all-out implosion of this system so that we can literally start, you know, start from scratch and make sure that our foundational principles are consistent. You talk about outcome. I mean, for an outcome that, you know, is win-win, you know, for, you know, for the students and for our society.
The only way I can see, and I've become a very strong, I've always been a strong advocate of parental rights, but we've got to move to vouchers. We've got to give parents all this tax money. Instead of giving it to the schools, we need to give it to the parents, let them make their decisions. And, you know, that's fine. If parents still want to send their kids to the public school, then they can pay a tuition there. And so be it. I think they're crazy. But allow them to use that money wherever they want for the best educational services for their children.
Without a doubt.
Parents how deep this goes. And if I might mention, parents who want to understand, the New American just released an issue that's called Save Our Children. And if people want to understand what it took me 30 years to learn, they can read this and really understand how deep it goes. And I work with an organization now. It's called Public School Exit. And we help show parents, not only parents, how they can get their kids out and what resources are available for them, but we're also working with pastors because our churches have to get back into the education field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt, you know, you're casting a vision here with, but it, what it really commands is that we've got to activate parents in such a way that they can, you know, stop relying. I mean, for the sake of convenience, they've, you know, turned over the education to our, you know, to the current public education system. And today, more and more are asking, you know, how's that working out for you? Not very good. And certainly not good for the children.
Not well at all. Not when our kids can't read. And, you know, really sad. A friend of mine was showing me, I think her son's in fourth grade, a little paper he wrote. The spelling was atrocious. The sentences, you know, fourth grader should be able to put a pretty coherent, you know, two or three or four sentences together, and it was really sad.
Wow. Yeah, this is
and
what
the
it's...
The teacher just says to mom, oh, don't worry, all the kids, that's how all of their work looks.
That's the new standard, huh?
Yeah,
that's amazing that our kids are being reduced to their lowest common denominator in order to. But see, this is all part of the union mentality. It's all about mediocrity, which is disgusting. And who wants to be associated with mediocrity? Diane, you gave a couple of stories to Save Our Children with the New American. You said public school. What was the? I missed the third word that you were associated with. Public school.
Publicschoolexit.com.
Exit. Okay, good.
Exit. Yep.
All right. Okay, publicschoolexit.com. And then Save Our Children. What is the website there if the parents want more information?
It's the New American. I think it's the New American.com.
Okay, newamerican.com. Diane Douglas, thank you so much, you know, for all your hard work and your passion to, you know, to save our kids and to save this educational system. And we've got to get control of it. And, you know, I would agree that it can't be reformed, but we can rebuild it. If we come together.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back.
Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Having your own home.